Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis seeks dismissal at the Court of Appeals regarding the cases that have been filed there pending, yet to be argued, asking for her or the Commonwealth of Kentucky to pay the plaintiff's attorney's fees. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there's three cases now pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. The case brought by the ACLU, and then the other two cases by Ermold and Yates. All three of these cases originally sought to force specifically to have Kim Davis' name on a license for marriage authorizing a same-sex marriage in 2015. None of those three cases were successful in having Kim Davis have a marriage license with her name on it. So the issue is whether or not, Matt, they're even entitled to attorney's fees. They've come back after the fact when they didn't really win their case. And in order to be entitled to attorney's fees, you have to actually win something.
Yeah.
But they didn't win anything at all. In fact, Matt, Kim got the very accommodation that she sought, and that is a religious liberty accommodation to be opted out. You know, in Kentucky, for example, if you have a religious objection to issuing a hunting license,
yeah,
you don't want to have your name on a hunting license because that would authorize someone to kill animals. Well, you can opt out in Kentucky. But up until the Kim Davis case, and when the Supreme Court changed the rules, if you will, on marriage, there was no religious accommodation for someone who had a religious objection to putting their name on and authorizing a same-sex marriage. But Kim Davis ultimately won that battle.
Yeah, she had a hands-down victory. These cases are moot, are they not, Matt? I mean, the legislation passed a bill. Governor Matt Bevin signed it into law. There was also an executive order basically providing religious accommodations that she sought, which moots the whole complaint here because they're saying they demanded her signature on the license. The law was changed to protect her religious freedom and religious liberties. She was given the accommodation. So this, she won. I mean, why are we even talking about this?
Well, on top of this, here's another thought. I mean, these homosexual couples wanted a marriage license. Well,
yeah,
they got
but they didn't
they
get
wanted.
Kim Davis's name on it. What happened is in 2015, the Supreme Court came out with this 5-4 opinion, a very controversial one because it's not based, as Chief Justice John Roberts says in his dissent, on the Constitution, on the court's precedent, or on any legal opinion. It's just their imposition of the will of five people. Well, when that decision came down, the president of the Senate in Kentucky issued a brief on behalf of Kim Davis and said that this decision, this opinion, literally shredded the laws of Kentucky, because it would require complete rewriting of the laws. And the clerks have to follow the written law, and it's been shredded. So he sided with Kim Davis. Kim Davis stopped issuing licenses to anyone, same or opposite sex couples. She didn't say, I'm going to continue issuing licenses to opposite sex, but not same sex. She just stopped issuing licenses, and she said, I need a religious accommodation and I need direction from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We ultimately obtained that with the election of Governor Matt Bevin a few months later. And he issued the executive order allowing her to opt out and other clerks. And then that was confirmed in April of 2016 by unanimous legislature, Republicans and Democrats, not a single vote against, passed a law that provided the exact religious accommodation that she sought. Now, in the meantime, what happened? Some of these individuals that sought a license, in fact, some of them sought a license and they never intended to get one. So they never even went to get a license. It was just a ruse. It was a fictitious, fraudulent complaint, frankly.
They just want to punish her, don't they?
And then, yeah, what happened was while she was in jail for 6 days, While she was in jail for 6 days, we ultimately had the issue of a license being issued, but it didn't have her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
She had actually eliminated her name, her title, and authority, and that's the certificate that these individuals got. They were upset, so they came back to the court and said, this is not a valid license. It needs the clerk's name, title, and authority on it. They were all X'd out. It was a certificate literally with typewriter X's over the, and then the person who did issue it had to issue it only as a notary public, not as a deputy clerk of Rowan County. So they were upset. They didn't get what they want. So they came back and they said, we want a certificate with Kim Davis's name, title, and authority. And the judge said, no, you're not going to get it. So they never got what they wanted.
And didn't the judge even say that the license was valid?
Yeah. Yeah, the judge, and you know, that's fine what he wants to say on that, and that's what he did say, but
yeah,
it didn't have Kim Davis's name and authority, and that's what they wanted. They wanted to have her scalp, if you will, on a wall. They wanted to put that up on a wall with Kim Davis's name.
Never ever about marriage.
Yeah,
never ever about
availing
themselves to marriage.
They could have,
right?
They could have gone
yeah.
to another county.
And got what
this was
they
about forcing somebody to violate
right.
their conscience. That's
yeah.
what this whole marriage equality thing was always about, to side the government against the Christian faith and the natural institution of marriage
yeah.
and compel people under force of law and penalty of law to violate their conscience. That's all this is about.
And to your point, they could have gone, Holly, to another county.
Sure.
30 minutes away.
No
in
big
either
deal.
Direction, they could have gone there. So it was never about just getting a license. It was about targeting a specific person by the name of Kim Davis because of her stand for religious liberty and her request for religious accommodation. They wanted to force her to violate her conscience. You know what? She never did.
Right.
And you know what? They never got what they asked for. So at one point in time, the Court of Appeals dismissed the complaint, dismissed the whole lawsuit because it was moot. It got resurrected again. So now we're back to the Court of Appeals. And the argument there is, number one, in order to be entitled to attorney's fees, you have to win. And they didn't win.
Yo,
and number two,
no-brainer.
You know, Kim Davis is not responsible for any of that. In fact, if you go back, who was the one who ultimately would be responsible? It's the former governor, Stephen Beshears.
Right.
He accommodated his attorney general back in 2014, who did not want to defend the marriage amendment, the referendum that was passed by 2% of the voters of Kentucky. He said, I've got a conscientious objection to it. The then governor, Democrat, Beshears, said, okay, you don't have to defend it, Attorney General. We're going to go out and spend money to hire a private law firm to defend it so that you don't have to violate your conscience. Well, a year later comes by, and then Kim Davis says, I have a conscientious objection to issuing a marriage license that would authorize a marriage contrary to God's design.
Right.
Beshears said, so what? Issue it anyway. And fortunately, the people went to the polls and spoke, elected Governor Matt Bevin. He immediately, 3 days after swearing the oath of office for the governor, gave the accommodation. And Democrats and senators of Republican Party came together unanimously, passing a law that put it into the statute permanently.
And we're grateful for him and for seeing the need for this. I mean, Kim doesn't hate anyone. She's not against anyone, even LGBT, but she cannot violate her Christian faith.
Yeah,
her,
she's
her
not going to violate her conscience.
As any of us.
Mm-hmm. But
you know,
she doesn't hate anyone because, I mean, that would be contrary to
right.
the love of Jesus.
But not to force her to validate something that violates that.
But it's sin.
Yeah, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website. By the way, Kim Davis has a brand new book, and it's called Under God's Authority. It came out of this case, and it's a story of this case, but also, more importantly, it's a story about God's redemption and transformation of a woman by the name of Kim Davis and how he prepared her for this incredible controversy that began to erupt in 2015. It's called Under God's Authority, the Kim Davis story, you can order it online by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. It is a very encouraging read. I encourage you to go online and order it. You'll not be able to put it down, frankly. That's the kind of response that we get from people who have read it. I can't put it down when I start reading it. So you'll want to get it. Under God's Authority, the story of Kim Davis. It's a story of encouragement that will inspire you. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.